Now, do you think the rules about labelling vegan meat alternatives are up to chop?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, or should they come up with their own names, basically?
I ask because Queensland LNP Senator Susan McDonald has taken issue with terms like meat-free mince, sausage made with plants, and vegan bacon. So much so, she's launched a Senate inquiry to investigate such food labels. Senator McDonald, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Craig and Loretta. Just terrific to talk to you.
Now, I know this is an issue very close to your heart with your family ties to the meat industry and even places like Super Butcher. So what would you like to see change?
Well, this has been kicking around for a while, and I think as consumers, as the rise of plant-based and cell-manufactured meats are coming into the market, there is more people looking at it puzzled and say, how can you have chicken strips chicken-free and meat-free mince, all those sort of terminologies. And this is an industry, the meat industry, that spends tens of millions of dollars every year investing in its intellectual property of genetics and pasture and animal welfare. And so I think it is very timely that we stop, that the Senate has a good look at what it is that these claims are talking about. And, of course, we live in a world now where, you know, champagne has to come from champagne, yeah. Where we talk about food provenance all the time, and meat is just another one on those lists that we have to be clearer about.
Is it really having an effect on the industry, though, negatively?
I don't believe at this point that it is. But it is something that we have to be clear for consumers. We have to be clear for mums standing in front of supermarket and butcher shelves, trying to make a decision about feeding their families, about making decisions for their own nutrition. There are very different qualities to these products. If you go and pick up a plant-based or a cell-manufactured vegan product, then we need to look at the back of the labels. Generally, it's made overseas. Generally, it's made with products that you don't recognise. And generally, it has nutritional characteristics that aren't those you'd expect to get in red meat. Mm. So this is not something that I think is damaging the red meat industry currently, but it is only going to assist consumers, assist people making decisions, and we don't want to mince words. We just want to get on with this and make it clear.
I see what you did there as well, Susan McDonald. Sales of these meat-free products, though, it's a huge growth category. You can just tell by the sheer shelf space that these products take up at the supermarket. So what about things like a term like fakin instead of bacon? Would that be okay in your mind?
Well, so long as it is easy for consumers to understand, it is clear, but more importantly, so long as it doesn't infringe on the copyright of red meat. I mean, we do live in a world where brands are important, words are important. You guys know that better than anybody. Mm. And so it's time that we really, truly own what is the description of meat. If bacon is something that people clearly can differentiate, I guess that's okay. But that's what the Senate inquiry is going to do. We're going to spend some time going around the country, hearing from experts in, you know, nutrition, in genetics, in manufacturing, all those things, so that we can get a better understanding of where the lines should be drawn so we can provide recommendations to government around legislation.
We've got an SMS from Catherine who says, yeah, I think she agrees. She says people who don't like to eat animal products don't like the terms either. So,
well, there you go. So you know, everybody would be happier with a clearer description and something that separates what is clearly an animal-based product from something that has different qualities, different chemical compositions, and is made in a way that's very different to a natural animal process.
A couple of texts coming through as well about milk products. Will these food labelling, will this inquiry extend to the likes of almond milk being called milk when others would argue that it's nut juice?
Yeah, absolutely. So there will be place in the inquiry for people to come and talk to us about those issues as well. And I really welcome them because, you know, in the dairy industry, they have worked really hard to produce products that are clear about where they're from and what they do, and I think too, you know, the nut juice category is one that we should look at. But we did start with red meat, and I think that's the biggest space today.
Okay, let's see what happens with this Senate inquiry. Susan McDonald, thanks for joining us this morning.
It is great to talk to you both. Have a terrific day.
Chris from Coolum has been in touch. Morning to you, Chris.
G'day. I've been in the food industry and as a food writer for a long time, and it's essentially the detached reference. But the meat industry have been doing it themselves for a long time. They don't call veal baby cow, and they don't call sheep, they don't call lamb sheep, and they don't call beef cow. So they're sort of, they allude that they are not, that they are really defining their product as what it is. But they're not. They move the referent a little bit so when you eat beef, you're not going, oh, I'm eating a cow or something. So they've been doing it for a long time themselves.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And if these terms weren't being used, you know, the senator was talking about confusion in the supermarket. Well, is it confusing if it says meat-free such and such? It's quite there on the label saying there's no meat in there, but they might still be using the term sausage or mince or whatever the case is. If we weren't using those terms, Chris, have you got any other suggestions for us?
Well, I think it's perfectly fine to use those terms. I mean, we don't call cheese congealed bovine discharge, do we? I mean, and we don't call milk cow udder juice. Like, it's just language, and language, we play with language, and I think it's perfectly fine to play with language in this way, especially when there is a need for us to become more responsible when it comes to eating meat.
That's an interesting point. Chris, thanks for the call this morning. It's prompted Ryan to pick up the phone as well from Fig Tree Pocket. G'day, Ryan.
Yeah, hi, Craig and Larry. How are you doing?
Good.
Really well. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think if we're going to play with words and if it's acceptable to have plant-based meat, then we should have animal-based vegan products.
Animal-based vegan products. Okay, all right. Good.
Yeah, I can get where you're going there as well.
I agree with the Senator. Words have meaning, and so yeah. Let's not redefine what things are. Let's just, there was a caller said that, you know, vegans don't like having, inferring that something that's not meat is meat. So let's come up with something that's original.
Yeah, thanks for that. Ryan from Fig Tree Pocket. Dean from Wavell Heights says, I think it's ridiculous they're having an inquiry over labelling of meat-free meat. It's like saying that sugar-free raspberry-flavoured cordial can't be called raspberry cordial anymore because of the raspberry growers. Total waste of money, he says.
And Anita says, in our household, we are mostly vegetarian and eat these products. Often we wonder why they can't come up with their own names instead of calling things not bacon. Why can't they be veggie strips or something similar?
Someone did suggest, Anita, that instead of bacon, the term is disappointment strips, which is a little harsh, isn't it?